Just a 4'11 girl trying to face the world, but she doesn't really know what she's doing. She talks to lots of people just about their lives because Brittany really doesn't like to babble about herself. Brittany babbles.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Brittany Babbles, a podcast where I babble and you may or may not listen or learn anything from. So today is the second episode of 20 Things I Learned When I Was 20. Well, I am 20 now, so 20 things I've learned at 20. Anyway, so continuing on, the second thing that I learned at 20 years old is I am, in fact, a workaholic, a hamster on the capitalist wheel, if you will. Anyway, so I started working, you know, in the sector, you know, in the public sector, you know, of the economy in, I believe, like 2018. I was 16 years old and I worked at this little pizza place called Papa Murphy's. And Papa Murphy's is known for its take and bake pizza, where you quite honestly buy a raw pizza and then take it home and bake it yourself. An inconvenient concept, to say the least, but that was my first job. And I worked there I started my sophomore year, worked there my junior year, worked there my senior year. Then I went to college, and then I came back for winter break. And then I went to college again my sophomore year, and I just finished my last shift yesterday of when this is being recorded. And, you know, it was a fine job. Like, I worked there pretty frequently. Like, I would work. I had a lot of extracurricular activities, but I did still work there with the addition of the extracurricular activities. So I did that, and I would say like I said, I worked there a lot. And, you know, in high school, like, especially, like, I would work so much. Not, like, just at Papa Murphy's, but just, like, at, like, extracurricular activities. And, like, literally, I never had a break. So, like, when I did have a break, like, I genuinely felt meaningless. Like, I felt so, like, unusable. Like, I wasn't an asset to society. And, I mean, that feeling has continued, and I still feel it today. And so, I would say, like, the year of, like, the summer going into my freshman year of high school, which was, you know, my summer going into freshman year of college, sorry. And, you know, that was still during, like, COVID quarantine, you know, kind of thing. So I got a job as a lifeguard at a local swimming pool. And I really did like that job. I worked 40 hours a week. So, like, that was, like, a perfect job for me because, you know, it incorporated nature, you know, like, of me being outside, me being, like, in front of water. Like, it was not that bad of a job. Like, we did have a couple saves. No, like, that pool's, like, notorious for, like, having to save a bunch of people, but, that year, it was not as bad just because of COVID, but, you know, like, I worked there for, like, 40 hours a week, like, every week, and so, like, I rarely really received days off, but when I did, I still felt meaningless. I'm like, no, I need to be making money, like, I need to be making money, and that is, like, a whole different episode that I will be talking about, and I guess I could give you, like, a brief insight on, like, how I feel about money. Like, I have let money honestly consume me. Like, there's not, like, a day that goes by where I'm not, like, thinking about money, thinking about my, like, financial security in the future, or thinking about how am I going to pay off my loans, how am I going to pay off this, how am I going to pay off that. So, honestly, money runs my life. But, in turn, it makes me a workaholic. So, like, I did that job, and then I went into college my freshman year, and, you know, fall semester freshman year, I did not have a job, and that was the first time, like, I never had a job since being at the age that you could join the workforce. And it was insane. Like, I was spending money like I, like, you know, was have still having money come in. Like, it was awful. Like, it was kind of riveting, like, at the very beginning. But then, like, with every purchase, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, Brittany, like, oh, my gosh, Brittany, you need to stop making these ridiculous purchases. And so then when I came back to Papa Murphy's, my winter break of freshman year, you know, we went to winter break so early. Like, we went right before, you know, Thanksgiving. And I worked at Papa Murphy's for 2 months, you know, and I made, like, a lot of money. Not a lot. I was not rich. But, like, you know, like, I made a pretty good amount in 2 months because I worked there a lot. And so I was kind of set for spring semester my freshman year. And then spring semester my freshman year, I got a job at a local law firm, which I don't really like the job. I spent 5 days a week there, averaging 20 hours a week, and being a college student, which for me, like, sometimes I am, like, very hesitant of talking about that because I know there's a lot of college students that, like, work so much. And then, you know, also do school. But I also think, like, 20 hours a week when you're a college student is just a lot. Like, it's, like, too much, honestly. But I say that, you know, like, I said that in freshman year, but I did not know it was going to get worse. And it got worse, but I will continue on. So, like, spring semester, freshman year, work 20 hours a week. And I was very frugal with my money. Like, I realized, granted, like, I didn't have any friends, and you guys knew, but once I started getting friends, like, we did very, like, simple things. Like, I really didn't spend that much money. Then going into the summer, going into my sophomore year, so we're getting closer to present day. Summer, going into my sophomore year, I also worked as a lifeguard, and, it was a little crazier this year, or I guess last year, but I mean, still, I worked 40 hours a week. Like, it was a lot. And then I'd come back to school my sophomore year, fall semester, and I was working two jobs. I was working at the law firm, and I was working at the newspaper, the Daily Mississippian, and I would work so many hours. Like, at the law firm, I would average around 15. Like, my hours at the law firm dropped. But then, like, the Daily Mississippian, like, I would work so many hours, but I only get paid a daily rate. Yeah, I don't get paid, you know, hourly pay. And that's fine, except I put so much hours. And that's like what journalism is. But, you know, like, as I continue to get older, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, the, like, price tags on things, like, start coming at me more. And, like, when I got back to school, or when I got back home from school, you know, this semester, like, fall semester, go, like, for winter break, I, like, literally immediately got home, went to Papa Murphy's, said, can you hire me back? And the next day I started working. And I genuinely, like, as I look back on all my years, like, the only time I've ever had a break was the fall semester of my freshman year. I felt meaningless. I felt a little bit riveting, you know, because, like, it was the first time I didn't have a job. And it was, like, the first time, like, I had so much free time on my hands. And then I hated it. It was, like, a week I loved it. And then, like, I eventually hated it again. And it's just, I talked to my friends about this, and I just talked to random people, and it's honestly sad. Like, I understand, like, you know, you need to work. You need to work to make money. You need to work to create, like, a financial future for yourself. But it's, like, there's a line where, you know, yes, you need to work to make money, but you also need to enjoy living. And I think it's, like, so insane how much I allow my identity to be, I guess, surrounded by me working. Like, if I'm not working, I'm no longer Brittany Coney. And, like, that is terrible. And it's a terrible mentality. And I do it with everything. Like, it's not just, like, strictly working. It's, like, any hobbies that I have. Like, I have to be, I have to, like, work on them a lot, or else, like, what's the point of doing a project? Like, for example, like, I started a blanket this year for a birthday gift. Not a birthday gift, a Christmas gift. And, you know, like, I would come back after work, and then I would just immediately start that blanket. I would never have a rest. Like, I never truly have a rest day. And just, like, I guess it's, like, my addictive personality. Like, and it's, like, I don't have an addictive personality with anything but working. Like, I have to be constantly working, or I genuinely feel, like, I'm worthless. And, like, that is just so sad. And, like, anytime I see any of my friends, like, acting that way, I'm like, no, don't go down that path. Don't go down that path, because it's so draining. Like, today was my first off day since I got back, really, from, like, college. And it was good. Like, I think as, like, I have, like, tomorrow, I have less than a week before I go back to college. And then right when I get back to Oxford, though, like, I have so much stuff to do. Like, I literally was stressing out on my break, on my off day, of what I have to do when I get back to college. And I'm like, Brittany, like, this is your break. Like, just allow yourself to actually rest. And I know, I, like, say that, and I will never. And, like, that was something, like, that I really wanted to work on for my New Year's resolution. It's like, oh, I really need to, you know, take a break, like, take a rest. Like, it's okay to have a day off. Like, it's okay to not make money one day. And, like, that's true. Like, it is okay. But then, like, also, I feel like I have to work. So it's like, I deserve, like, honestly, here's to make it, like, make it easier to understand. I feel like I need to work a month straight to then get one day off, because I deserved that one day because I worked a month straight. And that's just terrible. And I also just feel kind of ridiculous talking about this and ranting about this, because, I mean, there's people working two jobs just to keep a roof over their head. And I'm just working two jobs so I could pay off my student loans as fast as I can, so I can, you know, not have to worry about that in my future. And honestly, I don't really know what the final solution or the final, like, epiphany moment that I've had, but it's like, quite honestly, I just wanted to talk about this because this has been so prevalent, especially in the past, like, 4 years of my life. Like, I've truly become a workaholic, and I work and work and work and work. I mean, there's been times where, like, I would just turn down, like, an invitation to something because I wanted to work to make money rather than just have fun. And I mean, I can't tell you at the end of this episode that I'm not a workaholic anymore. I mean, I will probably forever be a workaholic, and even at probably by the time I retire, I will probably pursue a new passion in which I put my heart and soul in and work on it every single day. I can't say that I've gained truly anything but money. I guess I've learned a lot of knowledge when it comes to, like, law firm stuff. I've learned a lot of knowledge when it comes to journalism stuff. Have I truly been in the perfect mental state where I can balance everything and not have a mental breakdown at least once a month? No. But I feel like, I guess by being a workaholic, I have a lot of drive and a lot of perseverance. When I find an obstacle, I always cry about it, and then I go through it. But I guess, like, truly, that's all I wanted to talk about. And just wanted to say, the second thing that I learned at the age of 20 is I'm a workaholic. And I cannot fix that. I already know I cannot. So, if anything, I am just now acknowledging it, moving on, and trying maybe once to take a day off and enjoy the day off. Enjoy a Saturday, not work on homework, or enjoy a Sunday and not, you know, work on a new story. But, you know, also that's a dream world. And maybe I will achieve it, maybe I won't achieve a day off. But anyway, that is my second 20 things that I learned at 20. I'm a workaholic, and friends. I hope that maybe someone resonated with this episode. Maybe someone's like, oh, I'm glad that's not me on this episode. But regardless of what part of the spectrum you were in, I hope you enjoy this episode, and I will talk to you all very soon. Bye!